Now, it's a great excitement here at the International near Amsterdam. It's the first edition of the Ladies Nations Invitational. It's day two and a big win for England. And standing next to me now are the three team players from England. That's Hannah Burke, Danielle Montgomery and Florentina Parker. Now, girls, how did you enjoy the course today? First, Florentina.
It's a beautiful course. We love playing here, so it's not our first time at this venue. It's just the first edition of this event. Beautiful course, and it's great to be playing match play and foursomes. We were talking about it. We all played or represented England as amateurs, so it was nice to have like a small reunion and come back together. And we've had a really good time, and we've enjoyed it, and we played some good golf.
This afternoon you won 2-up. Now, Hannah, talk me through that, because you played with Florentine in the foursomes section.
We did, yeah, kind of like old times. We haven't had much practice or anything, so it's a really fun format. We've kind of just gone along with it, really, and seen how we've got on, and it's gone okay. Good so far.
So 2-up against Scotland. Now, Danielle, sorry, just treading on your toes as I'm turning around to get out of the wind. Danielle Montgomery, I first saw your name and thought, oh, gosh, she's from Scotland, of course, but you're not. You're playing for England.
Wrong spelling.
No. Yeah, playing for England. I actually live in Australia as well, so I'm kind of... But I was born in England, and I've always represented England throughout my amateur and professional years because I played with these guys in the England amateur team, so it was really nice. I think it's been like 11 years since I've played a team's golf event, because unless you get in the Solheim Cup, you're not exposed to this type of event, so it's really exciting.
Absolutely. Now, I'm curious to know, of course, we were expecting another player here today in the
yes.
England team, Melissa Reed. What's happened to Melissa?
I'm not quite sure. I think she had other commitments, so she had to pull out last minute. Maybe she got a sponsor invite to another event. So, yeah, so she had to pull out last minute, because originally I was reserve up until Monday, and then I found out Monday that I was going to be playing, so... Preparation wasn't as good as I wanted.
Well, you seem to be playing beautifully out there. Now, it's a beautiful course. It's a new course, but a lot of wind here, right next to the airport.
Yeah.
Gusts of wind. How did you cope with that today?
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I think for myself, because I haven't been practicing as much as I usually do, I found it tough to sort of shape my shots like I usually would be able to. But the course plays so different with the pin positions and different winds, so it is very different every time you go out there, but it was a good challenge.
Today was the third round of the event. I'm going to go quickly over to Florentine again. So this was the third round. How did you do this morning and yesterday?
Well, yesterday we called it the team domination. We absolutely dominated yesterday. We had a strong start. We won everything. Yeah, we were peaking already. This morning we struggled slightly. We had one loss and one half. But we got it a bit better this afternoon with a win and a loss. But I think tomorrow we need to just make sure we are in that top four. I think we're going to go into a tie. So let's hope we are playing for the semi-finals. And then I think we have a great chance.
Yeah, I'll be warmed up by then.
Warmed up indeed. Well, the temperature's great here at the moment, 22
yeah.
degrees. Hence, you're playing in a very short skirt and looking
yeah.
very sporty.
It's actually not usually this short. I think I've put on a bit of weight. You can leave that bit out. But no, this morning was really cold, so it's on and constantly on and off. So, but this afternoon was nice.
It was
nice.
Much nicer, and I think
just
wind. I think we're expecting rain tomorrow, so that'll make it an even bigger challenge.
So get the rain things togs out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, Team England, great to see you here, and we wish you well for tomorrow in the semi-finals and of course in the finals. Thank you very much.
Thank you.